Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here and happy Valentine's Day. It is the day of love. Yay. And I'm so excited that we are going to be talking about, well, it always ends up being about love, right? So I'm so excited because Teresa V is here with us today and we're going to be talking about living in trust and the angelic realm 2.0. So I'm excited to hear about that and love. Why not, right? It is Valentine's Day. And love is all about self-love, love for our family, community, and so on, as well as love for humanity and love for the planet. So we're going to talk about all of that and more in just a few moments. But for those of you who don't know who Teresa V is, she's a visionary, a love warrior, and she holds a fierce stand for peace, who has been facilitating deeply healing work for over 15 years. She empowers people to stand in the power of who they really are so that they can stand in their purpose with ease and grace. Teresa works with the people who feel that they should have attend Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters, yay, before being sent out into the real world to introduce them to their sensitive strengths and help guide them in using their superpowers. And you know, we all have superpowers. She works as a spiritual teacher, speaker, healing arts practitioner, mentor, and angelic channel. And her background is in the creative arts and scientific mind. Help her to stay grounded and teach incredible, complex spiritual principles with a creative, fun, and intelligent twist, making high-level spirituality accessible and practical. And we love that, having it being practical and accessible to all of us. So Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Alara. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay, me too. And you know, since it's the first time for you to be on our show, can you just take a little bit of time to just tell us a little bit about your journey, about who you are, and you know, what does that mean to be an angelic channel, number one, and what is it that you do with your clients? And also what, I always ask so many questions at once, what changes have you found in your life, especially right now with everything that's going on and today's Valentine's Day? So happy love day.
Happy love day. I'm so happy the angels are here with us on Valentine's Day. This is just perfect divine timing. Mm-hmm. So good. And oh my gosh. Okay. So you ask a lot and
I always ask a lot.
Let's see. We need about 6 hours here. So and awesome. I love, by the way, seeing all these faces of people I know, but don't get to see all the time. So hi everyone. So just a little about my journey. You pretty much summed it up in, you know, my life has been twists and turns that have led me to where I am today, as it is for most of us. And I had actually a near-death experience at 3 months old, which I feel like set me on this journey. I don't know what I was like before that, but I've always been a spiritual seeker. Ever since I was a little kid, I would read everything I could get my hands on about the saints, about religion, about the metaphysical, UFOs, ghosts, all of it. So I've always had that. And at the same time, my family was really academically focused. So in school, I would focus on academics, and I got to graduation around graduation of grammar school, and you could only get 2 awards in the award ceremony, and I had been striving all year for the science award. Like, that was all I wanted my whole life, and my science teacher told me I got the award, but by the time he went to put in my name, I had already been nominated for 2 awards, one being the physical education award and the other one being the religion award. And I was so disappointed, but that's one of those pivotal moments where when I look back now, I can see exactly what they saw in me that I didn't see in myself at that moment in time, which was, you know, the spiritual lean and the focus on the physical system as well. So sort of that's kind of my whole life is I've been taking these spiritual learnings and bringing them down into the physical realm, because if we don't have something practical and for me also fun, if it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. If it doesn't provide me joy, it's not going to get done. So that's really been my experience of spirituality. It's those wow moments, and the angels communicate with me in laughter. Like, they'll very often be telling me things, very important messages, but in a way that brings so much joy. So that's kind of a key for me. And so that's just a little bit about, you know, how I got here. I ended up being in the creative arts and doing all of this healing work. And I could go on and on about my journey, but it's just been, I've been doing healing work. I was doing healing work on the side. As soon as I learned what Reiki was, I was like, oh, this is it. You know, this is just natural to me. And that kind of kickstarted that, and yoga kickstarted my spiritual teaching journey. And so now I've been teaching for quite a long time, and I absolutely just adore seeing people become empowered to a deeper level of who they truly are and a deeper embodiment of their full spirit on this planet. Because so many of us, and Archangel Raphael was talking earlier to me today about this group gathered and what we would focus on. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, it's hard for a lot of us who are so sensitive and really spiritual, have a real spiritual lean, to fully trust our experience here on the earth, because it's almost like we get to a level of trust and it feels like the rug gets pulled out from under us. And then we, you know, it's like that dance back and forth. And so that's kind of a big focus for me right now, is really living in and embodying the trust and seeing my clients do the same thing, embodying new levels of trust, of bringing their energy fully here right now and showing up as who they truly are. And it's like every time there's a little tiny breakthrough, even I'm over here like dancing, and they don't even know sometimes. But it's just such a joy to me to see and experience that with my friends, clients, and family. And what's it like to be an angelic channel? It wasn't something I was looking for, I can tell you that much. It was sort of, it just evolved over time as the angels started working through me in healing sessions and really communicating to me more and more about the body, all the bodies of the person I was working with. And so that's how I developed the rapport and the understanding of how they were communicating. And then one day I was in meditation a few years back, and they said, okay, now you're going to do readings. And I said, well, that's not my job, because readings are not empowering to people very often. Like, it's just people relying on you to tell them what's going to happen. And my job is empowerment. Like, I don't believe in people needing me for anything. And so the angel said, okay. So I said, well, you need me to do this, because they were very insistent. I said, that's my boundary. The moment that I feel people are not leaving session feeling empowered, mm-hmm. And understanding how much they're already experiencing you and hearing your messaging, that's the moment I stop. And so every session that I have with somebody in terms of the angel readings are always about them understanding how much they're hearing and also receiving new information. But there's a deepening of the understanding of the connection they already have with the angelic realm. Mm. So that's just one aspect of the work. But it all goes back to empowerment. It all goes back to embodiment and the fullness of showing up as who you are and living in your purpose. You know, it's been awesome. I'm just so grateful every moment of every day to be able to do it.
And that's awesome. And, you know, and I think that's exactly it. It's about, you know, our own connection with the angelic realm, with spirit, with creator, with ourselves. You know, what is that connection, right? And trusting that connection. And I have to tell you, for me, trust has been one of the, you know, I've had some issues with trust, I'll be honest. Definitely some issues with trust. Just because, you know, just because of my experiences. And it's like, how can I trust this when blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when you start to trust spirit, your angels, your support team, and yourself, you start to make choices that you normally would not, right? And you start to go a little bit outside the box, and you start to do what's right for you instead of for everybody else. For me, that's how it's been. The trusting me, and then in, you know, trusting spirit and trusting the guides, and allowing myself to trust that and then following that guidance has completely changed my life. You know, instead of just being in my head and doing what everybody else wanted me to do. And, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to trust, you know, what I'm feeling, you know, that joy, that expansion, this insight that I'm getting. Or if somebody's told me something like, oh, well, I really, you know, the angels and your guides are really saying this, you know, it's like, okay, well, how does that feel for me? Right. And then if it felt good and I took action on it, then I realized, oh yeah, yeah, they were right. They were saying this, insisting this, and so on and so forth. And it's like, oh my goodness. So it took practice, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The thing I think is hardest for people in terms of trusting their own gifts and their own intuition, you know, there are all the clairs, all of the ways that we can process information. So it's like clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, all of it. Mm-hmm. The one that I find is hardest for people, like everyone wants to see, everybody wants to be clairvoyant, but the actual highest gift, they're called siddhis in yoga. The highest one is claircognizance, which is just knowing. So those of us who have that gift of just knowing, all of a sudden you just know, and you don't know how you know, you just know. That's the one that's hardest for people to trust, because, you know, if you saw a giant angel walk in and tell you a message, right? Like you have that gift. Okay, I saw a giant angel walk in. That's easier to trust because you actually have some sort of information you're processing.
Right.
But when you just know, it's like, well, what if I'm making that up? What if it's my ego? What if it's my desire versus universal desire? So there are degrees of this, and that's why I'm so grateful this communication for me started happening in a healing room sense, because it was through playing with, okay, what happens if I follow my intuition and go to the knee, even though that's not where I was going, and to see what happened allowed me to open more deeply to that. But I do have to say, I've kind of always been that person that just jumps and trusts. You know, there was a time in my life where I had this really great job and I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm being guided to leave. And I said, I have to leave. And my boss was like, well, why don't you stay till you get something else? And the answer was, because I see how comfortable people who just stayed for a little while have become. You've become accustomed. Right. And I'm getting the guidance now, so I've got to go. And, you know, and everybody around me was like, oh my gosh, what are you going to do? And it's really using your practice, whatever it is, to be strong enough and sovereign enough so that when that whirlwind of, oh my gosh, what are you going to do, happens around you, that you can continue to follow your own intuition and your guidance and not kind of get pulled off by somebody else's fear or someone else's judgment. Because as empaths, which most of us are, we can very often get derailed by someone else's stuff.
Absolutely. I've done that myself, you know, when, you know, family pressures, parents especially, you know, it's like, you know, and when the whole world goes against you, it's like you're tempted to listen to them, you know. It's like if there's like, if everybody is saying something, you're like, you're tempted to listen. But then, you know, for me, it's always been, okay, yeah, I see where you're all coming from. And then I would go back to my heart space and say, okay, what is it that I really desire? You know, what really feels good to me, right? And then follow that. And it's been miraculous. But every time I go and listen to everybody else, and it's like, okay, fine, I'll do, I'm miserable. You know, I'm like, it's like, no, this is not, this can't be it. You know, so I've learned for myself through trial and error and practicing and, you know, not listening sometimes, that it's better for me if I actually follow that guidance. You know, if I listen to that guidance, my own and spirit and my team, it's much, much better than when I try and listen to everybody else. Because nobody else knows, you know, what's going on exactly with me. Nobody else knows what my path and purpose is. Nobody else knows really what the next step is. Only me, right? And based on my desires and my choices, right? And my plan, my plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we're both laughing about this, but it's like so many people are like looking for, what is my plan? What is my purpose? I don't know. And so how can I trust anything when I don't know?
True. That's true. And so the angels always guide me back to when I'm in those places, because even those of us who are or seem to be living a big purpose or living their purpose, we always have those moments of like, what's next? Like, what's my purpose now? And the angels always guide me back to what brings you joy and do more of that. Because even if that's not necessarily what they need me to do or what the divine needs me to do, being in the state of joy makes me receptive to the messaging coming from within myself and coming from the divine and my guides on the other side, so that I can be in that space of being receptive instead of being so tightly closed and nervous. And this happens especially to humans around financial flow. Like if you're looking for something or you're wanting guidance and you are in the least bit of fear around money, it's very often we just close our energy off because of that fear. For some reason, what we do is we believe in energy. We believe in magnetics. We believe in all of it, but we won't put financial flow so often into that pile. It's something else. It's so interesting. And you know, we all had the experience of doing that. So when we're in that space of being in joy, being receptive, and you know, maybe you're an accountant and your joy is going to dance class. Well, when you're in dance class, you'll kind of know what your next step is because you're in that open space of receiving and creativity. So it's, you know, that's what they always guide me back to. And, you know, I see people nodding. I see people relating. This is awesome. I love this forum, by the way, because you get to see and interact. So that's kind of it. And then the guidance comes when you least expect it. Like, how many of us get shower messages, right? Yes. We're in the shower and that's when you get your guidance. Like, great. I can't touch my phone. I don't have a pad. So someone advised me one time to keep those soap crayons in the shower.
Ah.
And that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
Right, soap on the crayons. Wall.
Okay. I had no idea there was such a thing as, yeah, I don't have little kids anymore. Soap crayons, what a great idea. I always thought, you know, if somebody could just take those thoughts out of my mind and write them down somehow while I'm in the shower, like as they're coming out, just put them down on paper because it's like they're gone by the time I leave, you know?
Soap crayons.
Good idea. I also get lots of insights when I'm doing my makeup right before my show or right before a call, you know? I'm doing my makeup. I'm just, you know, sitting there getting ready and I get all these wonderful insights, you know? Mm. And it's the same thing. It's just because we're doing something else totally not relevant to anything that we're thinking. And it just flows in. You know, we're in that space of just allowance even, you know, and it just flows in. And or right before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how often have you had insights come in right before you go to sleep and it's like, oh, but I don't want to get up out of my bed and go write something down. Hopefully it'll still be here in the morning when I wake up.
Never is.
Nope. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. That's why there's a pad and pencil next to my bed at this point. And also it's so many of us, even the people who aren't spiritual, everyone kind of has that experience where you go to bed thinking about a problem and you wake up with the answer. And you're like, well, how did I not see this for the week before, you know? And it's just when you're in that space of being completely relaxed and receptive. And, you know, that's why meditation is such a thing, because that's when we're completely relaxed, we're completely focused on one thing, whether it's the breath or a mantra or a song or whatever, that's when our guidance can just come in and we can hear very clearly, you know, and it doesn't always have to be sitting. Sometimes it's walking meditation. Sometimes it's doing some form of art or music.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Yeah. Just being receptive. And the more we practice listening to that, the more we can take that into every moment and we don't have to stop and sit 20 minutes to get the answer from meditation. We can just be receptive. You know, I'll be talking to a friend and we'll both be like, oh, how does that feel to you? Okay. And then you have the answer because you're kind of tuning into that part of yourself that can just relax on command. So
awesome. And it's also about getting out of our head, right? Because we're so many of us, we're just like, we think all the time. And when this information does not come through our mind or our brain or, you know, where we're thinking, trying to figure it out, it comes from that place of knowing. And sometimes, you know, like for me, it's knowing mostly, but sometimes it's feeling or, you know, I'm, you know, if I'm doing a healing call or something, I will get images and visuals and words and so on and so forth. And I might even hear something, but for myself, it's always been just that knowing, you know, the insight just comes. And that's what you have to just trust, you know, or you can, you know, you can ask questions like, okay, is this for me? It's for later, it's for now. But for me, it's always been, how does it feel in my heart?
Run it through your heart monitor, as a friend of mine says. But yeah, it's also, we're in a paradigm now, you know, you've all been experiencing the paradigm shift and all that that's meant for you. But right now we're in more of a place where we're living moment to moment instead of, you know, back 20 years ago, even if you looked at just the job market, you would get a job and you would stay there until you retired, basically. Mm-hmm. And now that's not the case anymore. If that's a thing on your resume that you've been with the same company for 20 years, it's like, well, what's wrong? Like, why haven't you moved around? Why aren't you seeking? And that sort of is like something you can see out in the world that reflects the journey that we're on. It's less about knowing where you'll be 5 minutes from now, 5 years from now, and more about, okay, what is this moment requiring of me? How can I show up fully here? Because then I know I can show up fully in the next moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even with finances, a lot of us are being called to live more that way, where it's like, okay, well, I don't know, but I sort of, that's kind of the ultimate trust for so many of us. I trust that if I follow my guidance, this will happen. And I'm not talking about following guidance and sitting in a chair. I'm talking about following guidance and taking aligned action. That's the key is, you know, I know so many people who agree to take the jump and then just expect universe to provide everything, which mm-hmm. it will if we actually move and take action. And for a lot of us, even moving our physical body isn't a priority necessarily. We're a lot more spirit, heart, and head focused. So if you want to move energy, go out and take a walk, do some right. jumping jacks, run in place. Like, that's something that I've learned. I need to move my physical body to move energy. Right. And notice if that's something you're not doing, why are you resistant to that? And that's something I ask myself all the time. When I'm in deep change, very often I'll become very sedentary and want to sit. I'm like, why am I resisting this change that I feel coming? So, mm-hmm. So interesting how we can just observe our behavior and learn so much about what's going on in the ethers.
And for me, it's always been about breathing. I remember for years, I always used to say, I can't breathe. I can't, you know, like, oh, I can't do deep breathing. I can't breathe deeply. And now in all of my healing work that I do, I'm always constantly focusing on breathe in, breathe out, and inhale, exhale. Like, it's constantly focused on the breath. You know, and it's like, wow, what a shift. You know, it's like, here, I was resisting it, you know, mm-hmm. and it's the exact same thing. I was resisting it for years. And now it's, I need to breathe to move that energy. And, you know, and a lot of times people don't want to make a move because they don't know what the move is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they're waiting for somebody, something, spirit, creator, somebody to tell them what is the next move. And it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, I remember years ago being in the middle of a spiritual shift and wanting to just kind of meditate all the time and find the guidance, right? And I had received my spiritual name from one of the Swamis I work with. And I was like, oh, I got to go do this errand. I can't sit in the house anymore. And I was behind a car and the license plate had my spiritual name on mm-hmm. the license plate. And it was so random because it's not something you would ever see. And so I took a picture and I sent it to her. And yeah. And so that was kind of, it's those things, even if we just move by getting out of our space yeah. and doing something. But breathing is key too, because that's the other thing we do is we hold our breath, literally hold our breath, because we know that's our power. And when we're doing that and not breathing deeply, and a lot of us do it in response to other people as well. It's okay, I know I've been hurt before. I know I've been hurt by feeling other people's stuff before. So right away, when we're with others, like, the armor goes around the heart a lot of the time, especially when it's people we don't know. So when you have that armor around the heart, you can't expand your lungs. It's just, you know, it's a very hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. So that's when we can notice too. And if our heart is closed off, if our heart center isn't fully functioning, we're not working the magnetics. So it's all about learning how to stand in that and when it's safe and how to make it safe and all of those things. And I'm just, Raphael's being Archangel Raphael is being very insistent that I just tell everybody, part of what he agreed to do during this call mm-hmm. is to shower us with healing energy, which is the emerald ray from him. And he's saying that specifically this frequency that is coming through and available to you if you just say yes in your heart, or however you want to say yes to it, is for grounding us in trust in the physical world, because that's something we have a lot of problems with, like we talked about earlier. So it's really to heal the things within and around us that are preventing us from fully grounding into this physical experience that we're having. And also, it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So it feels really appropriate also, because a lot of us have grown up in traditions that have taught us that enjoyment of the physical is not necessarily good. You know, it's not good. It's not spiritual. But there is a lot of insight that can be gained, and a lot of beautiful experience in your space of joy that can be gained from enjoying every aspect of your physical experience. So, there's a lot of clearing. It looks like for this group, especially, he's showing me second chakra clearing very much. It's a very creative group we have here. Mm-hmm. And there's been some blocks in creative energy around safety. So second, and then first as a secondary. And I just love the comments I'm seeing come in, and thank you all for participating in this. But yeah, so this energy is coming in. And he's also saying that it will continue when it's safe for you after this broadcast. If you would like to continue this healing, it's incremental for 36 hours, and it will come when you are ready to receive. So in not necessarily while you're driving, but mm-hmm. maybe while you're sleeping or resting or watching TV or
whatever. Right. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, and that's just it. We can receive from the angelic realm if we ask, mm-hmm. right? So
any moment.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of us, we don't, because for many different reasons. But part of the reason is we don't think of it. We don't think mm-hmm. that it's something we can ask. We sometimes think that we can only ask for something when it's like really big, you know, mm-hmm. or life altering, you know, or something, but we can ask for little things. Can we not?
Oh, absolutely. And they love when you ask for little things. Like your guardian angels and the archangels are there to serve us. They're there to help us to be more in a space of peace. It's like your friend group, right? So if you needed help from your friend, you would have no problem picking up the phone. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because we're the bunch of sensitives. You might have a problem picking up the phone and asking, because you're the one everybody asks things of. But it's kind of that relationship where they're there for us, and we don't want unemployed angels. They can't jump in and help us if we're not asking, unless it's a matter of life and death. Mm-hmm. If it's not our time to cross over and there's something that's going to happen that will cause that preemptively, you know, they will jump in and save us from that. But otherwise, they can't interfere in our life at all, because mm-hmm. we have free will. So they're just kind of hanging out waiting. And something I hear from a lot of people is it's like a worthiness thing around mm-hmm. the ask. And well, I'm living a good life. I have shelter. I have food. You know, all I want is this like one thing, and it seems so trivial when I look at the rest of the world. Right. Well, the truth is that the angels can be every single place with every single person in the world at the exact same time. They don't have the limitations of time and space that we have. So what you can do is ask on others' behalf as you ask for yourself. And then, so if you're feeling a little bit wary about your ask, then that's a good way to kind of break in. You know, it's all about experimentation and trial. And you said before, trial and error. The trial is a lot more fun than the error. So try it out and see what works for you. But they can be everywhere all the time. And they just, I feel right now the archangelic realm surrounding this whole group. You're all of various DNA lineages of the archangels. And I feel them like filled with joy. They're bubbling up because so many of you in your heart have just said, I'm going to ask the angels, I'm going to try this. Mm-hmm. And they're just so excited about that. So I just wanted to share that with you, because they're like jumping up and down.
That's awesome. So yeah. And you know, I mean, I work with the angels and the archangels as well. And it's true. It's like, why not ask? They're your friends, they're your colleagues, they're your, you know, equals to, you know, to some degree. And they're there just waiting with their, just like, you know, kind of like twiddling their thumbs. I mean, mine are, I know, are like that because I never ask. Mm-hmm. You know, I never ask, right? So it's like, they're just like, yeah, come on, hurry up. And that's the thing. It's like sometimes people get tired of asking. Maybe they've asked and asked and asked and they haven't received what they were asking. Mm-hmm. So that, then they're like, well, what's the point? Oh, right. This is Caroline just wrote that.
She's just saying that. Yeah, I'm seeing that as you said it. And that's a really good point. And the thing that they've showed me over and over again is to get really in touch with how you want to feel. Mm-hmm. So it's less about the thing you want and more about how you want to feel. And then start embracing that feeling as if you already have it all. And then you're changing your energy to be able to receive, because sometimes what we ask for and the way we're positioning our energy aren't aligned. So just think your angels are standing outside holding it for you and they're trying to give it to you, but you're not in a state where you can receive it. And a visual they like to show me a lot is you have all this stuff in your hand that you're holding on to, right? Mm-mm. And you're asking for something else and they're handing it to you, but you can't hold it because you have all this stuff. You can't use your arms to hold mm-hmm. it. So it's about thinking about what we can let go of, what we can release. And a lot of times that's emotionally and energetically. And then how can I move into the feeling, which is ultimately what we want? Because it's never about the new car. It's about how we want to feel driving that new car. It's mm-hmm. never about the partner. It's about how we want to feel in partnership. So, so that feels like a really good way for us to start working with that. And it moves us out of the energy of, I'm not heard, I'm not being heard, I'm not being heard, so why bother? To, wow, I'm moving into this feeling incrementally and I'm feeling better and I'm feeling better. And then the angels are like, yes, she can finally receive, you know? So, so that feels really important. And for Caroline specifically, I'm just kind of tuning in. Raphael is saying that she's been doing a lot of work around healing, mm-hmm. around healing some wounding, consciously, subconsciously, and energetically. So just to understand that all that healing work is opening you to all of the possibilities you're seeking. And that's for when they're speaking to one person in the group, they're speaking to all, because everyone's here because we're so closely connected. And there's a reason why we all agree to be here right now. So, feels complete for that.
Awesome. And, you know, a lot of this group, you know, we are working a lot, you know, we are clearing a lot, we're releasing a lot, we're working on our worthiness issues and deserving issues and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have been for, you know, probably a long time. Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's about really getting clear, I think, too, on, you know, asking yourself again, okay, what is it that I truly want? You know, because sometimes I ask this for myself. Sometimes, you know, when I think back to what I really wanted 5 years ago, it's like I was in a different place. I was in a different space. Energetically, I was different. And since then, so much has changed. And do I still want that? Or is there something else? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And then saying, okay, maybe I don't want that exactly. Maybe, you know, maybe there's just a slight little tweak to that now, you know, that you would like to have instead. And so for me, it's been about letting go of what I think I want, you know, because each moment is different and each day I'm changing and each time I do a clearing, something shifts, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe I don't really want that. And maybe, you know, that I wanted is not really the highest and best for me. Maybe there's something else, right? So letting go of that control of having to have that, instead being open to, okay, so what else is possible here? What else would be fun for me? And, you know, and maybe I want to do nothing for a little while. Maybe I don't want anything for a little while. Maybe I just want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are such great places to be in. And even when I'm in those places, there's a constant dialogue with me and the angels. It's like, I just want to hang out on this couch and I want to feel you with me because I want to be in that love state. So I'm still asking them for things because, again, I don't want them to feel like they're not serving their purpose either. Their purpose is to do things to bring me in a space of peace. And if feeling like I'm in a constant hug is bringing me peace, then I want to give them the opportunity to do that because I like that too.
Right.
And so you have so many good points there. It's like reexamining who we are now and being open to that being a change. And again, going back to how do I want to feel and letting go of the how,
yeah.
Right? When we don't let go of the how, then we're kind of blocking possibility. So it's like, I want to feel this. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm asking and I'm trusting that my prayer, my ask has been heard. And there have been times where I keep asking and Archangel Michael is like, we hear you enough, like just to let me know. And it's really beautiful. And I see a comment about working all the time and, mm-hmm. This kind of ties into that. Yeah, it's been tiring. There's been a few years now of constant work. Mm-hmm. And what I love about working with the angels is that we can say, hey, angels, I want to do the work. And I'm in a human form. And too much. It's too much. I need a break. And I still want the work to be done, but I'm just letting you know that it's too much for my system to process right now. And what they will do is they'll back off the intensity for you. They'll back off the experiences and the energy so that you can process just the same amount of stuff in a much gentler way. But if we're not telling the universe, if we're not telling the divine, if we're not telling our angels what our boundaries are, they have no idea. So we need to be able to communicate that and then trust that they'll ease off. And it's continual. You know, when you're in a space where you can handle more, you can say, okay, a little more. But also know you're not blocking the work from being done when you're telling them it's too much and you need a break and you need to sleep and your body needs to be nourished.
And that's an honoring of you and your body and what you may be going through. I mean, I was just talking to my group a little while ago because I had this massive headache earlier today and it had been building all week. And so I finally asked her, what's going on here? You know, it's like, what is this? What's going on? And then, you know, I received some awarenesses. And since then, it's calmed down, you know, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, partly because I asked, okay, what's going on here? It's too much. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, I need a break. I need to be able to function. I need to be able to do stuff. Right. And so I know I'm processing a lot. I get it. Thank you. I just need a little bit of break now, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Right, because like, okay, it's too much, so I, you know, kind of expanded my energy out a little bit, you know, just so that I could breathe and function. But we have to ask sometimes. So, you know, a lot of people think that the spirit knows everything, the angels know everything, our team, our higher self, they know everything, right? So why do we even have to ask? Why do we even have to say anything?
Yeah, and they do know everything, but they haven't been in a physical body. They don't know, they haven't had that experience. And this is something I run into with the angels all the time, is they don't know what it's like to be in a physical body. And they live in a space of joy and peace. And so even when we're having an emotion that we view as negative, we view as difficult, they're so happy that we get to emote and have the experience of having emotion, that they're still rejoicing and there to hold us and feeling compassion for us, but it's a thing that they haven't gotten to experience. Mm-hmm. With the exception, there are a couple of angels who have actually been in physical form. And they're the ones, all of the ones that end in IEL or AEL, they're the ones that have not. Mm-hmm. So angels like Metatron and Sandalphon, they've incarnated into physical form. And that's kind of how you know who it is. So if very often, if I'm like dealing with something in human form and I need someone who speaks human, I'll be like, Metatron, like, get on this, you know, like, mm-hmm. can you please help me out with this? Because I know that Metatron will understand from this perspective what's going on and be able to assist in that way. So yeah, It's about us also claiming our boundaries, which very often we're not good at as sensitive spiritual people. We're not good at boundaries because we want to help fix everybody. We know, we see the possibilities, and we want everyone to feel the expansion, to feel the connection. So this is just a boundary that we can, in a very loving way, play with the beings that support and love us. So once we get good at that boundary, then it becomes a little bit easier to have them with other humans in a loving way where we've had the experience of being heard and understood.
Awesome. Oh, I, you know, and boundaries and me, we don't even know what that means. So, yeah, I have no boundaries. And, you know, and as I say that, I laugh because I've just never had boundaries, you know, but I think I've, can I say I've gotten better? I don't know. I just think maybe we'll see.
Well, just admitting it is a sign that you've gotten better.
Exactly.
We actually just had an experience with a family member where we needed to really enforce a very strong boundary. And I got the experience to see how far I've come with this particular issue. It was an issue of addiction. And I was able to be very clear in the setting of the boundary before I had to set it, and in the holding of the boundary, and then also in the communication afterwards about how much I love you and I love myself too. And I am not willing to sacrifice my space of peace because you've made some choices. And it feels really good. It feels really good when you can communicate that from a space of deep love. And I don't take all the credit for that because I call on Archangel Gabriel when I have to do this stuff so I can communicate with the highest love. And how the other person receives it is not up to you. You're doing the best you can in your communication. So try it with little stuff. And again, play with all of this stuff. Don't just take my word for it. Take what resonates for you and go play with it, because that's where the fun is in spirituality, is in the play.
Exactly. Playing and experimenting and seeing what works for you, because not everything is going to work the same way for everybody, right?
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
And I'm holding you accountable, Alara, for your boundaries now. I'm going to be checking in with you.
It's so funny. I mean, I ran away from Canada just so that I wouldn't have to deal with boundaries anymore. It's like, my God.
Wow.
I know, right? Like, that's extreme. No, I've gotten better. So Richard asked a question. What's an effective way to ask, what is it I'm resisting? Or maybe better would be something like, help me put this behind me with confidence and faith.
So for Richard specifically, and this can be again brought out to the group, what it feels like is that you are very connected to your guides and your angels, and the thing that you're not as connected to is your physical system. So it feels like that's where the disconnect is. And I think that is probably universal for the group. So what I'm seeing for you, Richard, and we can all try this if you want, when it's right for you, is when you do the asking, place one hand on your heart and one hand on your solar plexus, and just take some breaths and feel your body pushing into your hands. And get very present with your feet on the floor, your sitting bones on the seat, and with feeling like bringing your attention into, if you want to try this now, you can, bringing your attention into your fingertips. How often are they just kind of hanging off our body where we pay them no attention? Really bring your attention there, feeling your body beneath them. And then with each breath, saying to your body, I thank you. I am ready to release. As long as it takes for you to get fully present with him or her or them. And then asking your guides and your angels to be present, your higher self. And then asking your body the question, what is it that I am resisting? And Richard, I feel it. Archangel Raphael is having me feel it in my solar plexus for you. And it He's giving you this information so that you can run with it. There's some resentment from the past that is holding you back. And so doing exactly this and bringing the love through your hands to those areas of your body will help it to release, because you're actually nurturing it and loving it free. Yeah. I hope that makes sense. Hmm. And then just bring your attention back when you're done and release.
Thank you, Richard. That was awesome. You
know, Richard says, oh, that again.
But he knows. As I was doing this, I experienced like this sharp pain in my upper chest here. So it's like, oh, I wonder what needs to be released up here. You know, it's like, which is not, it's just interesting. You know, when you do exercises like this and you notice something happening in your own body, you know, it's like, and then ask another question. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, what is this? And what needs to be released here? Or what is it that I'm not aware of? You know, or, hey, angels, can you give me some insight here? You know, what is this? And can you help me release this? Yeah. You know?
Absolutely. And what so many of us do, as soon as we feel, like you just described a sharp pain, what we do as soon as we feel pain is we out of body. We're out. Mm-hmm. Like, we're checking out. And so really breathing into and staying with that pain and saying, thank you for making me aware. What are you here to show me? And you're being held in the arms and the wings of your angels. So this awareness will not be scary. It will be gentle. It will be loving. And you're actually loving what's going on and feeling misaligned in your body and communicating. That's why so many people get sick, because they're not communicating with their cells and finding out what's going on. So I hope that makes sense. There's some solar plexus contraction happening.
And some stuff in the throat, Renetta. Mm-hmm. Did you want to ask a specific question, Renetta?
She's miming it.
Yeah. So I like, at least you saw it.
Yeah. Okay. She's saying she had a sensation in her throat past week and she feels like she's being strangled. Mm-hmm. Okay. Renata, are you open to some angelic feedback on this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So they're saying that you know this, and on a lot of levels. They're showing me past life trauma around strangling and hanging. Not one or the other, but both. Mm. And as you step more and more into the energy of your purpose, into the fullness of who you truly are, this energy is no longer able to be housed in your physical system. So it's coming up for clearing so that you can further embody your fullness. So it's all about not fearing the memory of these things, because ease and grace is key here. You don't have to remember them. You don't have to re-experience them. Call on Archangel Ariel and Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Ariel is the fierce lioness energy and the loving, holding, beautiful energy. And Archangel Gabriel is very much connected with the throat and communication. And speaking your truth has probably been an issue for you in this lifetime, and being understood in the truth of what you feel, especially spiritually. So this is all clearing. Ask them to help you. This can be done a lot in dream time, and you don't have to re-experience the trauma. It's just coming up to let you know it's there and ready to be released. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good. Awesome. So Lisa says she got the word relationships, I guess, when it came to the solar plexus. No, that was somebody else. Lisa, anything? Oh, yeah, totally resonated. Have had to do that with a family member. I got a word, relationships.
Yeah.
I can see that, Lisa. I think there's some relationship stuff happening. You know, a relationship is not always like a romantic or a partner, but it could be siblings, parents, family, right?
Yeah, and self.
And self, yes.
And self. That's the one we forget the most often. But yeah, self as well.
Yeah, so do you have a message for Lisa? I'm just going to breathe into my my little pain here that's going on.
Yeah. I'm feeling you and her at the same time. And it's interesting because they have to be connected. So Lisa, it feels like your solar plexus around relationships, and you're not the only one with this, is all about, or at least partially about, feeling empowered in relationship and also shining in your fullness. Because what it feels like is when you were on full battery, when you were a kid, like your power was full, people were plugging into you through your solar plexus and just to kind of plug themselves in, and you were becoming really depleted or feeling their energy or feeling unsafe in their presence because it wasn't, you were a little kid and they were, a lot of them were adults, and they were just kind of using you as a battery to charge themselves. Mm-hmm. And so what happened for you early on is you learned that shining in your full power was not a thing that led to feeling good. You would feel depleted and hurt and emotions and all of it. And it was confusing. So it feels like that's been a safety issue for you in relationships and shining in your fullness and feeling okay with allowing people to be attracted to you in that way, in the fullness of your light. So it feels like this is a time. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael if he will be present with us. And if you're ready, if all of us, this can be for everyone who's ready. Whew, to cut the cords between us and anyone that are not serving our highest good, that are anything less than love, that are dysfunctional in any way for us or them. Cut the cords and return the energy to each owner, us and them. And we ask that this be done for the highest good of all. And so this is going to continue to be done. Just keep breathing. And so what it feels like, Lisa, is now, once this is done, you can do it the exact way I just did. You can call on Archangel Michael and ask him to do the same thing and just see the cords returning to yourself and returning to everyone else. And so your power and their power is returning. So you'll both have more energy. And it feels also like you spending a little time with your hands on your solar plexus and just kind of energetically bringing your awareness there and having a relationship with yourself in that part of your body will start to shift things. It feels really important for you. Mm. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, there's stuff clearing. I know they'll continue to clear, you know, for a little while. So just continue to breathe, drink some water. And mm-hmm. don't judge, just let it go.
And no judgment, because you probably didn't ask for any of these cords. It's just a thing we do as humans. It's just a thing, so we just have to do maintenance. That's it.
So Melissa's saying it's getting tough staying here, feeling really sad about my son. Like, I could have done something to save him. I thought I was doing better, but I feel guilty. But I was born feeling guilty for every loss in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melissa, this is very connected to what we were talking about before around past life stuff coming into this lifetime. So you came in with guilt around responsibility for everyone else. And I like Richard's comment to you that he got a hit for you. The thing that is the hardest for us, especially in parent-child relationships, and I'm not going to discount your grief, discount your process, because I can't imagine anything worse than ever losing a child in any way, emotionally, physically, mentally, any of it. So what I do want to say to you around this is that his soul had its journey to go on, and they're showing me that. And his soul had learnings that needed to happen this lifetime. And on the soul plane, he chose you and you chose him to walk through this experience together in so that each of your souls could evolve in the way that they needed to. And his part of his journey in your soul's evolution was to help you release the guilt around the loss of everyone else. And hopefully this is something that you're able to do. And that doesn't mean you're releasing all of it, but what it means that you're releasing is the guilt, and it's going to be work. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to be work. And your angels say you're up to the challenge. Archangel Gabriel especially says you're up to the challenge. His soul, I'm not even going to go there with his journey, because this is all about you right now. This is about you reclaiming that. This is all about me right now. And his soul is fine in its learning. And that's all you need to know around his journey right now. He's the learning has been done and is still being done on all planes. And so for you, it's about working through that and being open to releasing the guilt, and then you can process through the other emotions that come after the guilt. It's almost like at this point, the guilt is preventing you from processing through it. And that's how you're holding on to him, because you're not allowing yourself to fully process through. So yeah. Yeah. And I just want to say, reach out. If you have any follow-up questions with this, just reach out, because this feels really important to your soul's journey, and I want you to get this right. And Archangel Gabriel is there with you every moment of the day, and I see Archangel Michael walking right behind you through this whole process. So the fact that you haven't totally caved before now is due to the fact that you have a pretty good team and you have a pretty strong spiritual constitution. So just keep going back to that and knowing and trusting that.
Wow. I've got tears right now for you, Melissa. So just, my heart goes out to you, and can't imagine. So Caroline also says, I'm holding space for you, Melissa. You are and will be in my daily prayers, sending love and light to whoever needs it most, and your heart will be specified for your highest good. From Caroline. Aw, so sweet. So there was a question earlier that I missed from Linda. Where are you, Linda? There you are. So Linda says, I feel like I'm making the wrong decision. So just before we leave, Melissa, I would love to share more, Melissa. I just know that I will end up crying and breaking down. So, I'm just sending you so much love.
Yeah.
Okay. Sending you so much love. Okay. So Linda says, I feel like I'm making the wrong decisions with my money. Could they clear me so I can be making better decisions? I don't hear my angels.
Yeah.
I love that question. Thank you, Linda.
That's an awesome question.
That have questions like that too.
Yeah. I just need to go back to Melissa for just 1 second. And Melissa, your work is not done here. Your work is not done. So stick with it and let us hold you. Reach out however you need to let us hold you, because this lifetime, the work needs to be done. You don't want to have to come back and do it again.
Okay? Well, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'll say that. Okay. And Linda, this is an awesome question. With money. And this again goes to how we separate money from everything else. And the thing with money is that we can actually use our intuition with money just the way we can use it with everything else. So, and we can talk to our money. This feels really important. One of the most beautiful exercises I've ever experienced is sitting with my money and holding it to my heart. So it can be whatever represents money to you. It could be your wallet or a credit card or cash or whatever. Holding it to my heart and saying to my money, I forgive you. I forgive you. Because very often with money, we have this connection to the greed, and it has nothing to do with the money itself. It's the human's reaction to it. Mm-hmm. So we have this, like, there's all the stuff that's put on money that it didn't ask for, right? Think of it as a living, breathing energy. And just work on your forgiveness, and then say to your money, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And then from that, when you work through that a little bit, you can ask your money, how am I hurting you? And your money will show you how you're hurting it. And that's the piece. That's the piece. Because once you know how you're hurting your money and hindering its energy from expanding, then you can actually take the steps to make sure your money's energy starts expanding. So for example, when I did this exercise, it was, I had money sitting in an account that hadn't been touched, and money needs to move. It needs to move in, it needs to move out. It's a flowing energy. And so I had to start moving some money. And so that feels really important to exactly your question. It feels like there's a little bit of healing that needs to be done there for you and on behalf of humanity everywhere. And they're not, your angels are saying you're not making wrong decisions. You're just not clearly in tune with your intuition around this, because it's been put in a separate box from all the rest of the energy that you experience. So it feels like this exercise will be the great equalizer for you.
Awesome.
I hope that works really fast.
Good. And Caroline's saying the same thing. She said, oh, wow, I do Ho'oponopono with so much. Never thought of doing with money. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So awesome.
And you're right. We keep money totally separate than everything else. It's like mm-hmm. money's over here and even separate from us, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, how many times as a kid were you told, don't touch, it's dirty. Don't put it in your mouth. It's like, you know, just dirty has always been associated with money. And then you see the greed and you see the things people will do for it. And all this judgment comes on it when it's just a piece of paper, yeah. you know, or a piece of metal.
Yeah. This is wonderful. Lisa wrote, when I was writing down, I forgive you, I instead wrote, I forget you talking to money.
And there you have it. Yeah. that's really a beautiful awareness. Really beautiful. Those little slips that we have show us so much of what's going on inside. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, great insight. Yay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Linda said, thank you. Never thought to do this with money as well. It's just that my intuition has my solar plexus so tight, I can't breathe sometimes. That's when you really have to breathe. You know, breathe more when you're feeling so tight. Breathe more and move, like Teresa was saying as well.
Yeah, the tightness is the resistance to the intuition, not the intuition itself. So breathing into that part of your body will help. And just doing something else. Like if you're at that point, just go do something else and leave whatever you've been thinking about or looking into behind. Take a reset, because that's so important. We don't allow ourselves to do that enough.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Caroline, go ahead. You want to ask like in the chat or like live? I don't know. Where she, I don't think she can talk.
No, she's saying in meditation, when I come back, I lose my breath. I can't breathe. So did you want me to handle this one or the angels?
Yep. Sure. So insight on that. Can't breathe, or is it just shallow breathing? Is it really shallow?
Yeah. Either way, it feels really uncomfortable. So this feels, Carolyn, this feels like when you go into meditation, you connect to the fullness of everything and experience the interconnectedness. Even if you only have like a moment of actual meditation, it's enough to have you feel like you're in a place that's safe, to have you feel that you're in a place that's bliss filled. And then I've seen this before, for a lot of people coming back from meditation is a struggle. It's like your body is sitting there trying to pull your spirit back in, and your spirit is like, no, you know, it's a fight to get yourself back in. So what the angels are saying, they're just saying, release the struggle. And so when you're coming back, saying, I release the struggle, I release the struggle, because you're not done with your human experience here yet. And this meditation just keeps you connected to the truth with a capital T. And then the purpose of meditation is then to bring that truth back here and incorporate it into your everyday life. And the part where you can't breathe is the resistance, the loss of feeling like you're leaving home again. And so they want you to know that home is never lost to you. You can always go back in your next meditation. So just repeat to yourself as a mantra when you're coming back, release the struggle, release the struggle. And then that mantra will change as you release the struggle. It will become, I am safe. I am fully here. I am present. Yeah. She says, I don't want to be human. Well, you know, you kind of signed up for it this time. So maybe next time pick a different species.
Yeah. You chose to be here. You chose to be human, right? Remember that.
And no less at this time, you chose to be here in whatever form it took to hold the energy for the shift that's happening now. It didn't matter if you were an ant or a human, you wanted to be here right now. So this is the form you took. So with that pride of knowing that you are here as a spiritual warrior, come back and come back strong, because we need you to show up that way. So thank you for bringing this, because you're not the only one.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Thank you, Caroline. Because how many of us have said, oh my God, why? I mean, so many of us have asked, why did I choose to be here now? Why did I choose to be here at all? Like, really? You know, we've all asked that, Caroline, right? From time to time.
Absolutely. Like on the daily.
And especially when, you know, those trials and tribulations happen. It's like, really? I asked to be here? Really? I asked to do this? Really?
I asked for the best experience? I think not, you know?
Is it then that our purpose is joy?
So joy is the highest vibration that we can anchor at this time on the planet. So if we want to really anchor the highest vibration, then being in joy is the way to do it. And so if you look at, regardless of what tradition you follow, if you look at the Dalai Lama, for me, he's someone I look at to figure out how does this embodiment of joy happen while you're still dealing with the human stuff, fighting some of the biggest political institutions that there are. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that all look like? And I had the privilege of actually meeting the Dalai Lama or sitting in audience with him, and I could feel his energy from 5 blocks from where he was in Manhattan, New York. And that, to me, is the goal, to be able to feel someone's joy and presence from 5 blocks away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. It's, he has an amazing energy. I know when I saw him in Ottawa, I was like, oh my God. I was like just so enthralled by his presence and his energy. And it's like, it was amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. And his giggle, that alone was worth the price of admission.
Like, yeah. Awesome. Exactly. So Linda says, yes, that is what I'd like to know, why I asked to be here.
Well, there's never been a time in history like this one. There's never been an energetic shift like this. And so it was almost like our angels were standing there with a checklist saying, this is all the stuff we need you to be able to handle. Who can handle it? And then, you know, I just heard a channel by another channel who channels Archangel Michael, who said that most of the people who are here right now have been masters in other realms. Mm-hmm. So that to me just means that your expertise was needed right now, and that it wasn't necessarily why you asked to be here. You knew your expertise was needed. So maybe they didn't ask you, but you were so devoted to the cause and the mission that you said yes without even being asked. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the shift for a lot of us, from a place of disempowerment and feeling lost to a place of total empowerment, because you weren't just put here. It was your soul's choice to be put here, to hold the energy and to make the shift that is needed to happen to bring this whole planet and everyone on it to a higher vibration.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. And Renetta says, I had that. She said, people used to call me happiness in a person. I read happiness in a bottle, but happiness in a person. That's beautiful. Yeah. all right. So we'll take a few more questions in just a moment before I forget totally, completely. You have some offers for us today, for our community. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Teresa. And so there's two packages, special offer A and B. And so Teresa, can you talk about package A, the audio meditation journeys and the transmissions from the angelic realm?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are 3 of each, and these are meditation journeys. And, you know, I know meditation is like an old term. You know, a lot of us have some like association, but it's really, they're not incredibly long. They're about 15 to 20 minutes each one, where you go on a very deep journey to meet specific archangels and then have your own experience with them. And the goal of these journeys is for you to really deeply connect with their energy so that then you can recognize when they are present in your life in all the other times. And you can repeat these daily or weekly or hourly as you need, if you choose to, or you can do them once just to get their energy. It's completely up to you. And the transmissions are silent transmissions that are captured on audio that you can put on a loop if you choose to in your space, that are transmissions of specific energies from each of the angels. So for example, the Archangel Ariel one is love and the Raphael one is healing. So you can just keep those going for you, or if you're about to, those are about 5 minutes long each. So if you're about to like go into a meeting or something and you want to just quickly like get some love, 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 you know, that's a great way to do it. And you can keep it on also in the space because it's silent. So it's totally up to you. So that's the first package, is those, all those audios for you to really get into feeling the energy of the angels. And then what will happen is you'll be walking on the street and be like, oh, Michael, I feel you. You know, this is really cool. Michael's actually walking with me. So yeah, that's the beautiful goal, is the empowerment piece. So that's awesome. The first one. And then
package B includes everything in package A plus a 30-minute session with you.
Yes. And the 30-minute sessions are so joy-filled. I so enjoy these sessions where the angels will be doing a lot of what we've been doing here today, transmitting energy through, that's totally appropriate for you, answering your questions. No question is too big or too small, and no topic is off the table. So if you don't want to come to the session with questions, you can just come to the session and say, okay, what do my angels want me to know? And there will be energy that comes through. And it's always joy-filled. It always leaves everyone, including me, feeling held and uplifted and seen, understood, heard, and empowered. And like, for me to be able to do these sessions is such a gift, because I get to feel all of those things on everyone's behalf and on my own behalf. So it's honestly, people will say, why is it 30 minutes? And it's because the intensity of the energy that comes through when I do sessions that are longer than 30 minutes, it's almost like you just can't process any more energy. There's just so much that came through. So I find this to be the exact right amount, because it tends to be people like you all that come to these sessions who can hold and experience a lot of energy at once. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really, I can't speak to these sessions enough. They're just so much fun and so enlightening for me. And I'm always amazed, like when I listen back to them sometimes, oh, this is incredible information, you know? So yeah. And they're recorded. Yes. Somebody asked if they're recorded. They are recorded. You will have the recording to keep and listen to forever and ever after your session. So there are actually 10 of those sessions available, because I want to make sure that everyone gets the time that they desire and need.
Awesome. Awesome. So package A and package B are available. And so, you know, see which one resonates with you and go ahead. Sometimes, you know, when it comes to readings or personal sessions, especially with the heightened energy from the angels and the angelic realm, sometimes we don't get everything in the first time. So for example, like thankfully it's recorded. So for example, when you're going through a session the first time, you know, you're focused on one part sometimes. But then when you go back and listen to it, you hear something else that you missed the first time, and then you go back and listen again, and again you get newer insights. It's just so funny how that happened. It's like the wording hasn't changed, right? Nothing has changed, but you're able to receive more each time you listen to it, right?
Yes, and I find also that listening back to them, there are levels of the energy that's coming through that shifts and changes. So you hear something one way the first time, and then you listen back and you receive the energy that's coming through on a deeper level, or in a way you weren't ready to the first time, or in a new way. It's so interesting to me how our needs are anticipated by our angels all the time. Like, we're coming and we're asking what we think is what we want to know, and they've anticipated 2 years down the line, you know, what yeah. we're going to need based on choices we could potentially make. So
beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the information that we get is not necessarily what we think we need, but what we actually require. Right. So, you know, that's why it's always, I always go into a session with being totally open to whatever, whatever they know I need right now or for the future. You know, it's like, I'm totally okay with that, because that way gets my mind out of it. You know, it gets my control freakiness out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hear you totally. And I go into sessions like that too with the people I work with. I'm like, yeah, you know, and just as the person doing these sessions with other people, I have to do the same thing, because sometimes if it's somebody I know, my nature wants to make sure they get what they need because I know what they need, but I have to just hang my personality on a hook and say, I have to trust, there it is again, mm-hmm. I have to trust that they're going to get exactly what they need and it's not up to me. So yeah. it's really, really awesome. Oh, Carolyn Purchase. Thank you, Carolyn. yeah. And there was something I wanted to say around that, but it's lost. If it's important, it will come back.
Exactly. It'll come back if it's necessary or required. I was going to say, what's that on my nose? But no, it's soap crayons. Yes. Yes, we could use soap crayons all the time. So Suzanne had a question about which angel can help me to speak from my heart instead of my mind. I often experience anxiety when talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So traditionally, Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of Communication. So I'll just say that for everyone. And Suzanne, for you, I feel a very strong Archangel Ariel presence in your heart and in your throat. So I would say call on Gabriel for the big picture and call on Ariel for the actual words, because it feels like, again, it feels like past life stuff for you, but it feels like your fear is not necessarily around the talking part. It's around the speaking with love. Mm-hmm. And also, when needed, the speaking with clarity and directness, and the worry of how that will be received on the other end. So that combination of archangels will be perfect for you, because Gabriel will help find the words and formulate the sentences for you, and Ariel will do the energetic communication of love and or directness. So you have a great team to speak. And also, Suzanne, when you start working with them, don't be surprised if you start writing some more stuff. It feels like once you open your communication, it will be open in a lot of different ways. So excited for you.
Awesome. Thank you. That's great. So wonderful, Melissa. We're still holding you, you know, in our hearts and in our prayers. So just continue to be present the best you can and continue to breathe. Okay. Yeah. All right. So anybody else have any questions or comments or feedback that you'd like to share?
Beautiful.
Linda says, will my communication open up again for me? Will my communication open again for me?
Yes. And this is connected to something I wanted to say to Melissa also in response to the thing she just posted. So she went into this place of experiencing the pain and releasing the pain in whatever way it needed to come out. And I wanted to say, I applaud you for doing that, because so many of us don't have the courage to go to the depth of release that mm-hmm. you're going through right now. And this feels connected to you also, Linda. It feels like there's some stuff that you're afraid, because emotion is also very connected to our communication, that you're afraid will come out. You might not know what it is, but it's almost like there's something that you're afraid is in there that you'll have to look at and or experience if you open that part of yourself. So ask for ease and grace, because it doesn't feel like there's anything in there for you that you'll have to completely re-experience or live through, but it feels like that's what's been blocking your communication from being open, is that there's been emotions held and not expressed that you're afraid to kind of see what they are, because you have suspicions they might be from childhood or past lives, and it could be something very painful. So just ask that those be removed with ease and grace. And for you, Gabriel and Raphael, call on those two. And it feels like your communication will start to blossom and bloom. But when you feel the call to pick up a pencil and a notepad, don't put it off. Just do it. Just do it. And even if you write one word or mm-hmm. one letter, you've written something. So yeah, it feels like that's a good way for you to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, sometimes it starts with just one word, you know?
It always starts with one word. And then, you know, any book, any tremendous work that's ever been written has started with one word. Yeah. Any thing of beauty that's ever been said has started with the first sound of Om, the universal sound. Mm-hmm. So even if that's all you get out, okay, I'm going to this for those who want to open their communication. If Om is the only thing that you get out, that is the sound of the universe. And just getting out that sound will start to change the vibration of your actual vocal cords and clear all of the chakras, not just the throat.
Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. Thank you. So Lisa says, with cutting cords, do we just keep checking in and asking to be sure we completely clear cords or attachments?
Whenever you cord cut, it will be what's ready to be released at that time. And also, some cords are bigger than others, so some will take a little bit longer than others. We're moving a lot of energy a lot faster than we used to. So I remember personally being in session with someone I was doing healing work with for about a year, and she would say to me, you have a cord to this person that's like the size of a tree trunk. And we worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, and eventually it was cut. So it really depends on the level of your relationship. So you know what, if you set your alarm to do once a week maintenance, I think that's probably the best way to go, mm-hmm. because anything new can be cut. Anything that's been there for a while or is pretty well developed can be cut into and whittled away. So yeah.
Yeah, but I just want Lisa to, or and everybody, just look at it as maintenance, not
totally.
Not going back and checking, is it really gone? Is it gone? Is it gone? Is it gone? But instead, it's a maintenance of continuing to cut cords, because we're always picking up new cords, or we're being, you know, corded again by other people or so on and so forth. So it's not about checking back because we don't trust that it's been done. But just, you know, if there's anything new, or, you know, if there's more that needs to be cut, you know, just keep that in mind, okay?
And it's not always just other people cording us. We mm-hmm. cord other people as well. Yeah. And a lot of times that's the way we check them out, is by cording them. And that's old behavior. That's like old human. The new paradigm doesn't need that. So it's just a matter of us retraining and reprogramming ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And so Renata says, I could see the idea that I had a purpose and something happened and I don't have it anymore.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm laughing because the angels are like, oh, that is such an excuse. That's such a human thing to say, right? So that's kind of what they're saying. They're just calling you on that. That's like mm-hmm. a human reason to not be doing what you know you're supposed to be doing.
And if you don't know what it is, even if I know, because right now she's saying, I don't know what it is. But yeah. Even if you don't know what it is, that too is an excuse.
And you're also right, because your purpose that you felt before is not the same that you have now. We're living so many lifetimes at the same lifetime without dying this time, you know. It's like, you know, I mean, in the last week I probably lived five lifetimes, it feels like. So it's just about, go back to that space of what brings me joy, and spend some time there, spend some time doing those things. And I just want to say to you also, your throat looks so much brighter right now. So there's been energy there that's kind of been blocking it from getting up from your heart. So just, you'll start receiving your intuition and the messaging. They're showing me you're going to be so clear, you know, within the next month, you're not even going to remember being like, what was my purpose? So yeah, don't worry about it. You're good.
We're both laughing. I love it. Yay. She's happy. Good. Lisa says, Okay, I feel like I've blocked out a lot from childhood, but have done a lot of work too. Yeah, and you know, yeah, you've done a lot of work, absolutely, and you're continuing to do the work. And doing the cord cutting is like, the work doesn't end, you know? Mm-hmm. So cord cutting is a maintenance that you do every week, or, you know, like in our series, once a month, we do it at least once. And it's something that we continually do. So, you know, the work will continue. It's just different pieces of the work, right?
Mm-hmm. And ease and grace. Just keep asking for ease and grace. That's the key. No self-punishment, just ease and grace. Let it mm-hmm. be easy. Let it be easy. Can we all just say that right now? Let it be easy.
Let it be easy and let it be ease-filled. Absolutely. We've done enough of the struggling. We've done enough of the struggle, you know, and enough of the heartache and pain, enough of that. Let it be easy and let it be ease and grace. Absolutely. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you can ask your angels for that. You know, I remember a long time ago, one of my meditation teachers, he always used to say, gentle, tell your being, tell your guides, gentle, you know, because we can have gentleness on this path too. You know, spiritual growth doesn't have to be traumatic all the time. Okay. It can be joy filled. So Melissa just has a question about, may I just ask about burning sensation? When I wake up, my feet and legs are burning as I come back in my body, and now my throat is burning and I've had severe burning sensation with a huge kidney stone for weeks. Is it a fire connection? Let it be ease and grace.
Yes, Melissa, you are pissed off. You're pissed off about the experience you had with your kid. You are pissed off about all of it. So let yourself feel the anger. I saw you just released a bunch of it. It hasn't felt safe to you to go into the anger piece of this. So the burning is a good indication for you. And the fact that you had a kidney stone, right? How do you release a kidney stone? If I'm saying you are pissed off, like I'm literally, like our body is showing us exactly what's going on. So the fact that you have to come back to this plane without the resolution that you wanted is really making you angry. So take a moment to be angry at the situation, to be angry at your higher power if you need to. That was one of the most freeing moments for me, was when I learned that I could be angry at my higher power, when I learned that I could yell at my higher power. And what ended up happening was I would be in my car like a lunatic in the middle of New York City, like just yelling at God. And it was like with a 2-year-old throwing a tantrum. Mm-hmm. Parent would just wait for me to be done and then gather me in their arms and hold me so I couldn't do damage to myself, and just love me and love me and love me and love me until I could finally release the anger. So that feels really important for you, is let yourself move the anger through and out, and know that anyone in your position would be feeling the same thing. You're not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that. And I, you know, I've had screaming matches with God many times in my lifetime, you know, and you know, turned my back on God many, many times. But I always went back, and God, He, It, whatever, Creator, was always there waiting. Mm-hmm. Always there waiting with open arms. And as well as my team, you know, my herself, my guides, my team, always there waiting patiently. Sometimes pulling me, you know, in mm-hmm. spite of myself, and dragging me in spite of myself, it felt like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whenever I did go back, it was always with more love, you know, more, I don't know what, but more of something, you know. So,
yeah, if the divine can't hold you, then who can?
Yeah, and I felt guilty for getting angry too. Like, how can you get angry, you know, at God? How can you be mad at blah, blah, blah? And like, you know, it's like, I shouldn't be, because I'm a good girl. I was always a very good girl. So it's like, you know, anyways, that stopped. And then it's like, you know, and so we finally came to an understanding, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and you're human. And part of being human is having experiences that really suck.
Yeah.
And also having experiences that leave you breathless and in absolute awe. And very often those moments come after the ones that really suck. So just be in it. Let it move through you, because holding it in isn't helping your process. And don't worry that the memories will be tainted or be forgotten when you release the pain. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that, because you will hold on to the beauty of all of the situation, and you will just release the parts that feel really painful.
Absolutely. And sometimes on the other side of that pain and
My cat was just singing also, so they want to be involved.
So on the other side of that, I've received so many blessings and gifts that I am so grateful for. So it's okay. It'll be okay. You'll be okay. Okay.
You are right. Okay.
Exactly. You are okay. So Linda says, I'm so grateful to you, Laura, for bringing Teresa on the show. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Yes. This was so much fun. So much fun. So before we go, cause I know we've gone a little bit over, but I wanted to ask Teresa or your team, is there any other last message that you have for all of us to move forward with more ease and grace?
The message is, for this particular group especially, everything that you need is inside of you already. They're showing all of us, we like our toys, we like our crystals and our tuning forks and all of the stuff. And sometimes it feels like, well, I can't do the work I need to do because I have to have all my stuff around me, my cards, and they want you to know that all of those things are exactly inside of you. So you are a full package wherever you are to do what is being asked and required of you and what your intuition is telling you to do. So that feels like the big message here is you are a full package. So show up to every moment, every day, as though you know that. And your team, like they're showing me, each and every one of you has all these angels standing right behind you. So if you don't ever feel, if you're in a situation where you don't feel enough, just feel yourself energetically leaning back into them and let them hold you while you're walking through it. And I think Melissa and there are a couple other people who this feels really important for right now, just lean back and let them hold you.
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for, all of our teams who are with us all the time, who are always supporting us and guiding us and holding us when we need to be held, right? So thank you.
And thank you, angels, and thank you to this beautiful community for just welcoming me with such beautiful energy and openness. I am so grateful to you and to you, Alara, for creating this show.
Oh, thank you. And this has been so much fun. So many wonderful pieces of wisdom and from your guides, from the angels, and just for all of us, some of the questions that came through and the insights, so thank you. And thank you for Melissa for staying on with us as well during this show, and for everybody who could stay. And Richard, I know you already left, but thank you for your comments and feedback as well. And so if you are resonating with Teresa and the angels and what they might have for you, please do take a look at the packages that are available at alara.at/show/Teresa. You'll also see it on the replay page and the replay email that will go out a little bit later. But this was fun. This was amazing. This was such an empowering show with empowering wisdom from the angels and guides. So thank you so much, Teresa. It was wonderful.
Thank you. That's my job. I'm so lucky.
I know.
Yeah, and I just want to say,
I wonder how.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, how did I get so lucky to meet people like you and the people in the community? It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I just want to say you thanked Melissa before. I want to thank everybody for being here. And I want to thank Melissa for staying with us, period. Because I know it's been touch and go for you. So thank you for being brave enough to still be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We've got your back, so just know that you are not alone and you have support, and even when I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to cry only because I'm on the show. Right. Mm-hmm. But my heart's with you. Okay. And with all of us, because we all go through so many different things. And yes, we chose to be here at this time, not necessarily to go through those things, but to be here at this time. And we can do it. We're strong. We are empowered. And we are supported, all right? And we are loved beyond measure. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. This was fun. I always love having the energy of the angels and the guides with us because, yeah, they're with me a lot, and I'm so grateful. So thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Aww.